trends, brands, advertising. Marketing man Barry Urquhart on Triple M.
Certainly is. Very good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. I'm well, thank you.
Big business, banks, do we like them?
Well, beyond
do we trust
them? And I think that's the critical issue. And
yes.
I can understand the sentiments that are often expressed in street language. Like, we don't trust those sods. And yet, ironically enough, the evidence suggests, particularly from August 2008 with the onset of the global financial crisis, Australian consumers did trust the banks because they migrated a lot of their deposits and investments away from the smaller financial institutions like building societies and credit unions into banks. So the simple answer is, yes, we trust them to protect the security of our investments, but we don't like them because they don't give us a good return. They charge us interest rates and charges. So the interesting phenomenon with banks is your customers don't like you. They trust you. But here's the fundamental deficiency for banks. They don't respect you. And that's the sort of thing that the culture is actually going to build up on relationships. If you can get your staff to go out and say, we've got to win their trust. No, you don't. You've got that. You've got to win their respect.
That's a very, very good point, mate. That's exactly what it is. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, it is, because the thing is that it's the inconsistency, and am I dealing with the right person? And if they make one decision today, will they make the same decision tomorrow? Because that's the sort of thing. A lot of people think that being big is bad or being big is a virtue. The marketing situation, which is the theme of this whole interview, is that BHP recently has dropped Billiton, and that's understandable. Every asset that was brought into the partnership of BHP Billiton has now been sold. They've got rid of South 32 and BlueScope Steel. They're getting rid of the fracking sort of situations in North America. So all of a sudden, the rebranding and the big promises, BHP, think big. But that in itself won't be a virtue, because being Australian isn't enough, as evidenced by Qantas, which has lost its market share on international travel inbound and outbound from Australia, from once it was 42% market share down to 14% and going south. So you've still got to go out there, reach out, connect and engage with your customers to win their loyalty and their business.
Is this drop in Qantas, the use of Qantas in and out of the country, international travel, is this to do with, more other flyers in the market that are cheaper? Are people sort of, thinking more about their pockets or what? What's the story
there? The word association in the past with Qantas was safety, with Rain Man and that movie and advertising that they got. All of a sudden, it's relatively safe to fly anywhere in the world, particularly with Emirates, with Etihad Airlines and Singapore Airlines, Cathay Pacific and the like. So what was once a competitive advantage and a virtue is now a commodity, and you've got to come out and say, flying out of Perth, in many instances, you book for Qantas and you fly on board an Emirates airline. Therefore, why don't I just deal with Emirates in particular? And if you are flying business class, why wouldn't you? Because with the Emirates situation, they organise for a limousine to pick you up from your home to take you to the airport. And on arrival in London, there is another limousine to take you to your hotel. And that's a competitive advantage.
Oh, that is very good.
Strikingly compelling.
That is. Barry Urquhart, Managing Director of Marketing Focus. Thanks, mate. We'll catch you again next week.
Looking forward to it, Ian.
With what's going on in the world, with what happened in Melbourne there and what happened in London again, all these serious issues and all this drama, and we've got this complete maniac, running America. And he'll end up putting the world into a very, very dangerous place, the way he's going. We're worried about whether we're going to have mid-strength or full-strength beer.
Priorities the wrong way around, you reckon.
Come on, really? Is this what we've come down to?
Apparently it is.
We're starting to get concerned because those in those boxes, those suites at the new stadium, they should be allowed to have full-strength beer if they want. What the hell's wrong with everybody just having medium-strength beer? You don't go to the footy to get drunk. Yeah. You go to the footy to enjoy yourself. Maybe have a bevy, whatever. I mean, I can't believe it.
So you're on the mid-strength side of the debate?
I don't even know why there is a debate.
Yeah.
I do not understand why there is a debate at all whatsoever. Who cares?
Don't worry about what bloody beer they're going to serve. Can we just lock in the contract first where they've actually agreed to play?
You know what you should be doing, you lot? You should be making sure that that footbridge is finished and complete and in. Forget about what beer you're going to have at the good.
Make sure there's a deal in place for the Eagles and Dockers to actually be able to play there
exactly
first.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Are we going to have... is it just going to be Ed Sheeran every time he comes to Perth?
What was Gillon McLachlan even doing here 2 days ago?
I don't know. What a waste of an airfare.
Came over to tell us that it's 99.25% finished. Well, thanks, buddy. Good, great to have you over.
Have you heard of Skype, Dylan?
On the Southwest Triple M, it's Blackers and Burjo's footy tipping. They're not very good at it.
Yeah, it's a very good morning, Burjo. I've been dreading this moment when I've got hold of you and to let you know that I have a total of 54 so far in AFL season 2017 and you're at 62.
Oh, gee whiz, that's not a bad lead, is it? Like a, would you call that a substantial lead or just hovering?
I'd call you a complete wanker at this stage of the game if you're going to carry on like that.
That's a lucky
gift. Now, okay, as usual, I've got a few to catch up on, right? I mean, I know that. I mean, you know, I do know that when we have these things yearly.
This could be your week.
Oh, shush. Okay, tonight the Swans are playing the Bulldogs. I've gone for the Bulldogs. Who are you going for?
It's at home.
Yes,
I keep saying this every week. Of course, they're very hard to beat at home, Sydney.
Okay.
Quite a few teams have managed to do it so far this season.
So what are you going for?
I'm going for Sydney.
Okay, all right, there's one I've caught up. the Crows and St Kilda, Nick, on tomorrow night.
Ah, another home game for the Adelaide Crows.
Yep.
Can't see them not beating...
Okay, all right then. Let's go to Saturday because it's another round with a few buyers, so we're not going to get it all there. Hawthorn are playing the Gold Coast Suns at the MCG. I've got to stick my neck out and I'm going for the Gold Coast Suns.
Are you?
Yes. What are you? Who are you going for?
I don't know. There's an air of desperation would appear in some of these picks.
I know, and it's not even, you know, it's only halfway through the season.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait for the one couple down. Well, I'm Hawthorn at the MCG. I think beat the Gold Coast.
Okay, no worries. The Brisbane Lions versus the Dockers.
I'm going for the Dockers there. The Dockers, even though it's at the Gabba, I think the Dockers will get up.
Okay. My beautiful Bombers against Port Adelaide at Etihad Stadium. Who are you going for there?
Yes. Your beautiful Bombers. Yes. They haven't actually got off the ground this year on a number of occasions.
Oh, stop it.
Port Adelaide will beat them.
Oh, okay.
In my humble opinion.
Let's go to Sunday. Carlton versus the GWS Giants at Etihad on Sunday.
Yep. GWS playing
the Blues,
good football.
The Blues, yes.
I think they're on top of the ladder, and I think they will beat the Blues.
Okay, well, I'm going for those as well. Okay. And Monday, Melbourne versus Collingwood at the MCG. I'm going for Melbourne. Who are you going for?
The Mighty Pies.
Who are you now?
The Mighty Pies.
Oh, no, then. Okay. Well, I've got a few to catch up on because you're now six ahead. And that's basically could be a complete round behind.
There's only 7 games in this. So
yeah, all right, then. Yeah. Okay, then. All right, Burjo, we'll see what happens. And I'll chat with you next week. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, and the same to you, like you said. Keep up the good work, Lekkers.
Cut the gloating, all right?
What a bitch I turned out.
There's our tips. There's Burjo and Blackers right here on the Southwest Triple M. See you, buddy.
Good on you, mate. Take care.
Busselton Mayor Grant Henley. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Blackers. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good weekend with Jazz by the Bay. That's such an iconic... Well, it's going to turn into an iconic event. It's only been going for a few years now, but around the place down there, I was unfortunately away this weekend, so I couldn't get down there like I did last year, but for all reports, it was just terrific. Went off.
Some great community events. We had community events in Dunsborough and Busselton, so people could get out and enjoy some jazz. And there were ticket prices for everyone from $10 to $100 for those, you know, really... specky events with international jazz stars, so it was amazing and all pretty much sold out. So,
yeah, and free events as well, which is great too. So it doesn't matter whether you want to go along to a free event or get all dolled up and really get into it. It's sort of catered for everybody. So yeah, certainly looking forward to next year. It'll be great. Also, the Cape to Cape was on too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the mountain bike event was held down there. Yeah, so those those Lycra fools were out and about on the Cape, being very active. But a great event really active and great weather for it.
Can I just point out, mate, seeing that you're the mayor and a pillar of society down there, you've got to embrace the Lycra yourself. You've got to be
absolutely
happy with everybody.
Jump on the bike. I don't know about the Lycra, but T-shirts about it.
If you ever slip into any Lycra, mate, we'd love a photo, all right?
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would.
Hey, what's the news about the airport this morning, mate? What's going on there?
So like everything with the state government and their budget situation, they're looking with some scrutiny at areas that they can save some money, and they're going to run the tooth comb over the airport project. We're talking with them and working where we could possibly postpone some of the services to down the track to help that budget situation.
But okay.
Maintain the core, and we deliver a premium project for the region.
Right. Okay. Is the minister involved? Brought up the fact that they're only going to be offering mid strength beer at the airport instead of full strength or anything like that, or.
I think that's up to the airlines. Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
Hey, listen, the last cruise ship's coming in at the end of the month, isn't it?
Yeah. So we've got our last cruise ship visiting in a couple of weeks, and our great volunteers and cruise ship crew will meet and greet them, as they have done, to great international acclaim, which we're very proud of.
Yeah, didn't you get an award or something, a good port? Or
we did,
Great Port in the Storm award or something?
Any port to still? No, it was an international cruising magazine accolade to Busselton as best new port.
Great.
100% satisfaction from the visitors and visiting the region and injecting some cash into the economy, so it's fantastic.
All right, mate, no problem. I'll see if I can get down to Mad Cycles and pick up some Lycra for you. I'll send it down. Talk to you in a couple of weeks, all right? See you, mate. Bye-bye.